everyone, and welcome to Impact Ed, the official podcast for ALEAF ISD. I am your host, Adelina Cruz, and I'm here with two amazing ALEAF ISD educators with the Texas Association of Future Educators program. Welcome, ladies. Thank you for joining us today. Would you please give us a brief introduction and tell us what TAFE is all about?
Yeah, hi. Thanks for having us. I'm Andrea Latsu, and I'm the education and training teacher and TAFE sponsor at Taylor High School.
Hi, I'm Bauhan Fee. I am a first year teacher at ALEAF Taylor High School. I teach Algebra 1, and I am also one of Ms. Latsu's former students. I did the whole program. I'm a product of ALEAF, and I'm also a University of Houston grad.
Well, thank you for joining us today. What is TAFE all about?
So the TAFE program is really twofold. We have the classes that kids can take during the day, the education and training program, and then we have the TAFE Club, which we do after school programs, things on the weekends. And really it's just about growing future teachers and training them to be, you know, the best teachers that we can possibly have. It's also a lot about like just community involvement and school spirit, just really trying to build the whole person to make really great teachers, such as Ms. Fee.
Yeah, so when I was in high school freshman year, I started off with Ms. Latsu in the education and training pathway. And you know, little did I know I was gonna do student teaching, I was gonna do so much. And then also my first year in high school, Ms. Latsu started sponsoring the club, TAFE. And then from there was just so many things we did, so many leadership opportunities, student teaching. So it really took us far.
That's amazing. We are so grateful for you, Ms. Latsu. What aspects of TAFE program prepared you for your first year of teaching?
So before the TAFE program, I want to say a lot of the things that prepared me is the education training pathway, for one. Ms. Latsu did an amazing job teaching us everything we needed to do, lesson planning, creating our own portfolio, resume building, and also getting the hands-on experience during student teaching. So for me, I actually had 2 years of student teaching coming out of this program. As junior in high school, I did student teaching at Kilo. It was an eighth grade science for a year. And then I also got to student teach in my own high school, Algebra 1 as well. And for me, I've always known I wanted to be a high school math teacher. So I was a little bummed out I didn't get to do, you know, math in high school, but I'm really grateful to be able to have the experience. So when it came into my senior year, I was a senior in high school. And then these students, they weren't that far in age from me. They were only like 3 years. They were freshmen. So when I first started off, I was really intimidating. But by the end of the year, being able to successfully complete a whole year of interning, I felt really comfortable. And now looking back at it, when I did my student teaching at U of H, I knew like if I could do it as a senior in high school, I know I could do it right now. So for sure, the program really helped me grow as an individual and a teacher as well.
That's great.
I mean, she's just like, this is like seeing her as a first year teacher has just been like kind of like what I've been waiting for. Like when I started this program, I started teaching the education training program in 2015. You know, you have to do 4 years of high school and then 4 years of college. So it's like been 8 years before I could really see products start to come back into ALEAF. Having Ms. Fee at Taylor, like I get the firsthand experience of like seeing a product from my class. And I mean, this is she is exactly like why this program exists and like why I keep doing what I'm doing. She is an amazing algebra teacher. I was not a great math student in high school. And my teachers were kind of boring, which made me dislike it even more. I like see what she's doing with her kids and the relationships that she's built. And just like the way that she teaches math is so engaging. If I were a freshman in high school again, like Ms. Fee would be who I want. I guess for me, like having this program, the goal was always to train these kids to teach the ALEAF way. So for me, I started like, you know, it's not all just me, like thank you, but it's not all just me. I reach out to a lot of our professional development specialists in the district to kind of take the same things that they do in our ALEAF U program for first year teachers, but start it with my juniors and seniors in the high school program so that this is what they know. From day one, they know in A-Leaf, we use CHAMPS, and we do restorative practices, and they can incorporate all of those things into their lessons. And that's exactly what I'm seeing with Ms. V. So it's...
Yeah. What a great testimony.
Like, literally everything we do in my four-year program at U of H, it was literally everything we did in Ms. Lotsu's class. So lesson planning, portfolio making, I already had it ready. So, like, when portfolio season came around, like, I already had it ready, and that was done in high school. A lot of the things I've learned through Ms. Lotsu and all the professional developments we did, when it came time to do it in college, I already learned all of this stuff. I was like, this is a breeze. Even taking, like, my PPR exam, it was everything we learned in high school. So coming to college, it really solidified everything. Especially for me, like, it was really nerve-wracking, you know, starting to student teach and, like, having my own classroom. But I always think to myself, like, I did it as a junior. I did it as a senior in high school. I can do it right now. So, yeah, for sure, your program, it helped me a lot.
Is this teaching something that you've always wanted to do?
I think so. I think, like, in middle school, they started asking us, like, the exam, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? So I didn't know I wanted to be a teacher. And then taking that, like, the personality test, I guess it told me I should be it. So when I did start off the program, it was nice, you know, but, you know, as a freshman in high school, I still wasn't for sure. And then it was actually, like, you know, in the back of my head, I know, like, from an Asian background, my family has always told me, like, oh, you should be a doctor, you should be an engineer, you should be a lawyer. And I'm like, okay, like, these are the people telling me little things in my ear. I'm like, okay, maybe I'll try it. So actually, I think it was sophomore year, I switched out of Ms. Lotsu's pathway, and I know she was
devastated. I was devastated. Because, you know, like, you know when you see somebody with that it factor, and, like, freshman mm-hmm. year, like, she had that it factor. I was like, this girl's going to make an amazing teacher one day. Yeah, you came to me, like, first, second week of school and said you were switching to health science, and yeah. I was crushed.
It was a lot of things, you know, a lot of things played a role. Like, everyone's telling you to do a certain thing, and then plus I was watching a lot of Grey's Anatomy during that summer. So if I'm being honest, I was like, okay, maybe I want to try out the medical field. And I did try it for a little bit, and then I realized, you know, towards, like, the end of the semester, I'm like, yeah, this is not for me, you know? So realizing that, having that experience in high school, I'm glad I was able to experience that there, that career change then, not later on, like, switching majors and all that. So as soon as I realized that, I switched back to Ms. Lotsu's class, and then we just kept it rolling from there. I realized, like, hey, I really like working with kids. Like, I really like being, you know, there in the classroom running it. And I realized, like, I'm a people's person. I'm all about the community. So, and having Ms. Lotsu as one of my teachers, for sure, she's probably one of the reasons why, like, I realized teaching is for me.
That's great. That's amazing. And we are really blessed to have you in A-Leaf ISD. And Ms. Lotsu, what are the challenges that you have for recruitment?
So, I don't know, like, how, like, even though I feel like we're a very successful program, the Taffy Club, I mean, like, we are the state, we're actually the current state president school, we're the Area 4 president school, like, the kids who are in the program are very successful. I still just don't know how much exposure, like, our younger kids in A-Leaf have to this career. And I think the other challenge, just as Ms. Fee said, is we have a lot of families who push for medical field and engineering careers. And so I will have kids who actually just end up doing the club Taffy and don't actually take the class. And some of them even come back years later. I actually have one student who is going to be starting work in A-Leaf ISD next Monday as an associate teacher. And she is an exact example of one of these students who parents really wanted her to go a different direction, and finally, you know, as a 23-year-old woman, she's finally saying, no, teaching is really what I want to do, and I'm so glad that we've stayed in touch and that she's coming back. But I think the challenge is just how can we recruit more and let these kids know about this profession and just, like, how impactful it is here in A-Leaf to have our own A-Leaf students, like, coming back in. Like, you're a game changer. Like, the way that you're teaching math is a game changer. Like, if there are more teachers like you coming in, you know, like, entering the profession, like, you're giving us, like, so much hope for those of us who have young children of our own and, like, who are going to be their teachers. Like, you know, you're the type of person I want. So I just want, the challenge is just more. Like, where do we find more? more kids that want to do this.
I feel like also what is challenging is like in the classroom I have freshmen, right? The freshmen don't really know, like they don't have any ideas or goals that they want to pursue yet. So like for me, like luckily, like my personality test, it landed me in the right endorsement, in the right career path. But like for everyone else, like my freshmen, they're not too sure what they want to do yet when they grow up. Like for example, like Ms. Mora, she was in the fashion and design, and she was very active in the Taffy Club. So going into college, you know, she wanted to do something else, but then realizing back to how much fun she had in the Taffy Club, how she was so interactive, and then I think she also did at U of H, she had a job where she was tutoring students. Mm-hmm. So just seeing that, like having those experiences really help you realize what you want to do in life. So I feel like the main problem for like my students is they haven't had the right exposure yet. They haven't had the experience to like try out these different career paths. And if they do, sometimes they realize a little bit too late towards their senior or junior year. So I think like it helps having clubs like this. So even if you're not in the right pathway, you can still be really involved in the community through clubs. So.
And I think just like, I think society in general, like just all over the world, like, you know, teaching comes with some negative connotations of how hard the job is, it doesn't pay enough. But like we were talking, you know, the teaching salary is, I mean, of course, like we can do better, but like you can make a good living, you know, being a teacher. And there are, you know, there are a lot of things that you can do, you know, with that salary. So it's not an impossible salary. Obviously, we want to do better with that. But, you know, like letting kids know, like, what did the teachers actually make? Like, all you've been told is that they don't make very much money. But what is very much, you know? And just letting them know it is a very doable thing. But also just what society is saying about being a teacher and not, you know, it's not often highlighted sometimes in the most positive aspects. But talking to people who have done the student teaching, and I mean, back when we had Comet, Ms. Fee was doing Comet, she was doing the student teaching. And just like, when you go home at the end of the day, like, are you happy? Do you feel like you made a difference? Like, I mean, I can't speak for you, but you seem like you do, you know what I mean? Because you keep coming back and doing a really good job. And I would just want to encourage like kids who are trying to find their career path is, you know, to look into something where they're gonna feel like they're really making a true difference every single day. And if you have the right training, it's not as hard.
Which brings me to the next question. What is the biggest reward that you have running the program?
1,000%, it's watching them come back now. Like that was really hard to sit back for, you know, 8 years from the day I started it to seeing the first kids come back into A-Leaf and be teachers. It's not only just seeing them come back, they're coming back. They're sponsoring Taffy. The other person she was talking about, Miss Mora at our school, she's sponsoring Taffy. She's doing National Art Honor Society. These aren't just like regular teachers. These are over and above achieving teachers. And they're going to make huge differences in the schools here.
And we thank you for that. That's amazing.
Yeah, like looking back to like my high school years, the family we created in the practicum, because we've been together, my peers and I, we've been together with Ms. Latu for 4 years. We started off, you know, sometimes we got mad at Ms. Latu because she kept getting on us and all that, but by the end of the 4 years, we really built a family. And looking back at it, the friends we made out of this, like I have five colleagues that are now teaching first year with me too. Like we started this together and now we're really making our dreams come true and coming back and teaching. So I want to say like that's definitely one of the most rewarding things too. And the fact that I didn't need to go into college and like change my major, like I knew exactly what I wanted to do. And I'm so fortunate enough to be able to find my passion with the help of Ms. Latu.
That's great. What is the next step for education training and the Taffy Club?
So for me personally, like I just want to take this whole thing next level. I want everybody in A-Leaf to know that the program exists, and it's going to take the whole community. In my opinion, it's going to take the whole community from our pre-K centers all the way up to our advanced academic teachers in the high school classes, everybody being on board with this profession and wanting to continue to grow it. So finding those people in every single building who really love teaching and to encourage those kids who they identify as future teachers. And I know you can identify little kids as future teachers. I have a four-year-old of my own, and without a doubt, she has those like natural teaching characteristics. Just even at four, I can tell she wants to play school. She wants to quiz me. She wants to let me show you how to do it. She's modeling, like she has those characteristics. So I'm like, if we can start finding these kids and letting them know like what a rewarding career this is, and just like how incredible it is to just keep coming back into A-Leaf and keep growing A-Leaf to be the best it can be, like that's, I just want to take it next level. I want the whole district to know about this program and start finding my future teachers for it. Start finding my future teachers, A-Leaf. Like,
that's great. As we close this session, how can our audience reach out to you with their questions and concerns, and please share any upcoming events with us?
So you can find me on Twitter. It's just at Andrea Lotsu. I try to post a lot about what the kids in the class are doing, as well as the kids in the Taffy Club. The Taylor Taffy Instagram is just at A-Leaf Taylor Taffy. So pretty simple there. You can see all the projects that the kids do, and just, you know, if you've got ideas, if, you know, things that the Taffy Club can be doing to assist our community, or things, you know, that you want to know about starting Taffy in middle schools, like I'd be so excited to help grow this at other schools.
And also, like, if you know, like, any students that just have a few characteristics of teaching, like, give them an extra push. Like, hey, I think you'd be really good in the classroom one day. Maybe try considering it. Maybe start by joining the Taffy Club at your local high schools and try to be involved in the community. Because I know what made my high school career worth it was being able to join clubs, making a difference, actually doing something with my time. Great. Thank you so much for joining us today. And please make sure to follow us on social media, our website, and tune in on the next episode of Impact Ed. Goodbye.